Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and on Friday mornings, we talk about the week's top business stories, leading this week with Fresh and Easy closing its Sacramento area stores. And we've talked before about how competitive the grocery business has become. Is that what happened here?
Yes and no. Fresh and Easy is one of those businesses that maybe gets more attention than it should, given its economic footprint. But it was actually one of the upstarts, one of the rivals to the mainstream chains, but it really couldn't compete in the end. If people even ever visited a Fresh and Easy, they didn't know what to make of it for the most part. It was an odd sort of hybrid of European market and convenience store and had a lot of strange things on the shelves. I remember seeing once a can of a pudding called Spotted Dick. Now, that is not something you find in Safeway. So Ron Burkel is buying the chain and keeping most of them open in, near his base in Southern California. But his idea there for turning them into sort of a boutique organic grocery chain is makes a lot more sense.
All right. Well, what's going on in Midtown? Seems like there's been a rash of businesses closing. Most recently, Hamburger Patties. Earlier this year, it was the Beat Record Store. Is Midtown losing energy economically, or is this just a coincidence?
You know, businesses die and are born just like creatures in any ecosystem, no matter what the economy is like. But I think what you're seeing here is actually the product of a sense that Midtown has a bright future. Landlords are getting ambitious, and in some cases, marginal businesses, even if they've been here forever, can't afford to stay. And I actually predict that we'll see more well-established places moving or closing in Midtown and elsewhere. A lot of landlords have been willing to keep rents low with the economy being so weak, and that's let a lot of weak businesses keep their doors open. You know, there's that phrase, extend and pretend, which describes how some landlords, their relationship with their tenants. And as the economy improves, I think landlords are going to be less tolerant of businesses that don't pay what they think is the going rate. So that's changing. Landlords see profits ahead, and we're going to be seeing more investing and raising rents midtown.
So we've got some ambitious property owners. Do you think the proposed downtown arena is driving some of this ambition?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't hurt. Sort of gives that general sense of things are improving. But I really think the bigger drive is a general sense of the recovering economy. We have to be careful not to get ahead of ourselves on the potential benefits of the arena. One commercial brokerage, for instance, recently issued a map showing all the deals that were cooking, it said, for various properties around the arena site. There was a hotel it marked, for instance, that would be on the site of a parking lot for the U.S. Bank Tower. But really, there's no evidence that this is real yet. People have ideas, they are talking, but we don't see anything solid just yet. Business people are still gun-shy, and the arena deal is a nail-biter. Every day there's some new development that makes us wonder if it's really going to happen. So I think building owners want to see solid numbers, more foot traffic, more visitors, more dollars being spent before they commit to any big projects.
Speaking of property deals, a biotech company in Davis that we've talked about before is moving into a bigger building.
This is an important step for a company that has made a lot of news here lately. Marrone Bioinnovations just went public this summer. It's the first substantial new public company here in years, and it makes biopesticides that are much in demand now as people worry about traditional chemical pesticides. It has some successful products and some promising ones in the pipeline. But one irony of this deal is that it puts the company founder, Pam Marrone, back in a building that once occupied by AgriQuest. This is a predecessor company that she also founded but later lost control of. AgriQuest is owned by the global company Bayer, and it's moving to West Sac.
Seems like we've been hearing a lot lately about biotech companies wanting to be near Davis. Does the city have enough room to have these kind of businesses?
Not a lot, actually, and I think this is going to be an issue for the city. They're in the same position that a lot of university towns are, that university generates a lot of spin-off business opportunities. Researchers and research firms want to be near it, but part of any university town is a certain quality of life that doesn't necessarily go with big industrial parks and wet labs and all that sort of thing. So Davis city officials have to be thinking about where they're headed. If they don't make room for AgriQuest and similar companies, they will lose them to other cities. So it's kind of a tough planning issue for the city and for its residents.
Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk Friday mornings about the region's economic news, and you can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business.